98.1 KZE. Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. If you just joined us, if you've been here all morning, well, then maybe you know that we have a surprise in store for you. And joining us live in the studio is Miss Marie, Professor Louis, and John Platania of Professor Louis and the Chromatics. And we are so excited to have them once again anchoring our holiday party. Good morning, friends.
Good morning,
Rick.
Happy holidays.
Got nothing. Let's try that again. Try it now.
All right. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Happy holidays.
That's so much better than the ghost try we did the first time. But, you know, we are here. This is live radio at its best, and we've been working out the sound just moments ago so we can hear Professor Louis and John and Marie. So we have the holiday party once again this Wednesday. We took about a 3-year absence. This is the first party that we're going to be doing without our fearless leader, Will Stanley, RIP. So we are pulling this together, and we're super excited that the return of Professor Louis and the Chromatics to our holiday dance party is on like popcorn, and it's happening Wednesday at the Falcon in Marlboro on at 6 o'clock, I should say. But the Falcon is on Route 9W in Marlboro. And Louis, well, it's been a little while since you've been in here with me, and you are a frequent flyer with me on the Up and Running Morning Show. You also host Professor Louis Woodstock Rock and Review. Yeah. How are you enjoying that?
Well, I really enjoy it, Rick, and it's great being part of the station. I love being part of the station. Yeah. And I like being able to play all kinds of music because I think it's real good radio, and that's what we always need, like everything on KZE, you know?
Well, we do need that. And I listened this past Sunday to your show, and you blew me away. You played all kinds of cool things, and you always do.
Well,
Yeah, you scour the globe. And you played this cool Molly Tuttle track that I heard, and you're like, yeah, you know, we play some bluegrass festivals and we run into all kinds of people, and here's a new one from Molly Tuttle. And I'm just glad to know that you're getting all the new stuff. You're not just like laying back years of recordings, but you're playing a whole mix. So you get your older songs, you get your brand new songs. And well, how are you finding all this stuff, Louis?
Well, mostly by performing live, because we run into all these people at the festival. So I got my Molly Tuttle autographed CD.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And, you know, we've been playing those bluegrass, you know, we play bluegrass festivals. We play all kinds of festivals. So everybody knows I have the show. Everybody knows about KZ. And they come up and give me the CDs. I got loads of new CDs by groups just coming out.
Now, how would you classify the music you play?
Good.
Okay. Well, there are two types of music only.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. No, that's it. And, you know, some things are real old, some things are real new, and whatever I think is going to work. And Miss Marie's got a great segment, and the Juke's got a great segment on the show. And we play all kinds of live things. I played a Kenny Vaughan live recording that he handed me a couple weeks ago, which was nice to have.
How cool. He's an amazing guitar player. So is it his own band?
Yeah, his own band. Yeah, he handed me this live show because I listened to your show, and here it is.
Great.
Because he was just up at the Egg.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And he also plays guitar with Marty Stewart.
Yeah.
That's probably why
he
was up there.
He only has one record out. But this was a live recording that he really liked.
That's great.
So that was really nice. Mm-hmm. So things have been moving along. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I don't want to use the word too much, but we're really honored to be part of the KZE party again and be asked to play for the great KZE audience and people out there, because we're all friends, and you know, it's just nice to be part of a family.
Yes, well, and I just want to say I have my sparkle dance shoes ready. So all you guys and girls out there, like we always did in the past, come on out and let's party. I'm ready.
Are they like ruby red slippers?
That's right.
All right.
And you know, John, you know, it's nice to have John here with us today because he's been out with Van Morrison, so we're proud of that he's, he's, you know, still working those shows. And
yeah, John just told me moments ago you crisscrossed the states with Van.
Well, we started East Coast. Was it actually East Coast and West Coast? Nothing in between, maybe later on in the year.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well.
Great.
So that's
all the
good,
best.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And you've been playing with him since Moondance and all the years in between, except for maybe two or three.
Yeah,
but that's quite some time.
Century.
Half a century.
Yeah, so that's really great. So everybody's a chromatic. And once you're in there, Rick, including yourself, you can chime in anytime.
That's it.
All right.
It's become a real establishment, and we're really proud of it.
Well, there's nothing more fun. I mean, aside from my position here at KZE, being someone like everyone who attends the holiday party, I'm just like one of the people there who love hearing Professor Louie and the Chromatics. And I have never seen so many happy people in one place. And I've been to your shows before and I've introduced the band, but something goes on at this holiday party and people lose their minds.
Well, that's what we're shooting for, everybody to lose their mind.
Come
that's,
and lose your mind.
You know, with
this
what's
Wednesday.
Going on today, it's good if you can shut it down and just enjoy yourself and enjoy the message that's out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of horror in the world, a lot of horror. And this is one of the most joyous things you can be part of. Number one, we're celebrating the holidays. Number two, you get to break bread with Professor Louie and the Chromatics.
Yeah, we'll be hanging.
Everybody eats and everyone eats together. Which is cool. So it's a family style gathering. So if you come, you may sit at a table with people you've never met in your whole life, but you're going to leave as friends.
Yeah, and it'll bring a lot of joy to the children, too, in Poughkeepsie that are going to get a lot of nice toys. So bring a nice toy.
And every year I've seen you, Miss Marie, carrying toys yourself.
Oh, yes, I have something again. I always bring a toy from the Chromatics, of course.
And it's not enough that you're giving your talent and your love to this event, but then you're spending money on the kids, and I appreciate that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know, it's Wednesday night, December 6th.
Yeah, this Wednesday.
And don't be late.
No,
yeah,
the Falcon.
6 o'clock, and it's going to be action-packed. Again, food from the Falcon. There'll be drinks of every kind. That means hot to cold. And anything else you can imagine in between. There's a bar there, of course, and water, and it's going to be a great time. So make sure you have your dancing shoes on. And, well, the fellas and Miss Marie are sitting here with instruments. You feel like playing anything?
And also, I want to let everybody know, if you haven't been to the Falcon, it's a good place to hear music. But anyway, a song off our Strike Up the Band CD that the three of us wrote together, I think it'd be nice to play. Are you ready to do that, Rick?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's called Good to Be Grateful.
98.1 KZE, Professor Louie and the Chromatics. Good to be grateful. Because why?
Because we're good to be because we're grateful. That's why. It fits the occasion, you know. That's what we're trying to do. One, two, three.
Life full of dreams. Music's my maker, create my scene. Like Van Leave on Rick and Bobby too. A great old feeling just rocking with you. So good to be grateful, big old world. Good to be grateful,
cause I'm your girl.
Good to be grateful, kiss to the sky. Rocking and rolling by the riverside. Well, sweet soul music, move your feet. We're all dancing to the crazy beat. Like yourself, ring your bell. A swinging soiree, just kiss and tell. So good to be grateful. Good to be grateful. Yes, good to be grateful. Kiss to the sky, rocking and rolling by the riverside. Clearing fury broke today. Drum beats softly, piano playing away. Step by step, together we win. Let's pump the sardine, let's dive right in. So good to be grateful, big old world. Good to be grateful,
cause I'm your girl.
Good to be grateful, kiss to the sky. Rocking and rolling by the riverside. Grateful, take one.
Good to be grateful,
take three.
Good to be grateful,
kiss to the sky. Good to be grateful by the riverside. Whoa, by the riverside. Good to be.
Live 98.1 KZE in the studio with Professor Louis and the Chromatics. At least 3/9 of the band or so.
3/9, that's right. Well, we hope we didn't blow you out of here, Rick, because it's early in the morning. You got to sing loud. You know, that's the only way to do it.
I encourage it, and okay. I say go louder.
Yeah. All right, that's really even better.
Well,
okay, that's all right, John. Well, thanks. We got to thank John Patani for coming down because he's got to run. Yeah, he's got important things to do, places to see.
Happy holidays.
All right. We'll see you Wednesday, Johnny.
All righty.
All right. Thanks, John. I'll be in touch with you.
Yes.
Okay.
And John Patani, amazing guitar player, and we love him. He's a warm guy, and he'll be donating his time, his energy, his heart to this event.
Everybody is, Rick. Yep. You know, that's the thing. KZE is really a special place, special radio show, and we're all part of it. Mm-hmm. And I hope everybody out there is yelling goodbye, John.
That's bye, John.
Bye, John. Bye, John.
I think I can hear him.
Yeah. So John will be at the party. Who else is going to be joining you, Louie?
Well, I'm hoping a lot of the Chromatic fans come down and people come down, but we got to have Todd Myhan on the guitar. Mm-hmm. And we got to have Dan Hickey on drums. Dan has been playing drums with us quite a bit.
Yeah,
he's been playing with us
so
for
the
last
So you're going to have Todd and John playing?
Well, if John, if they want to do that, whatever they feel is good. And Vito, we got Vito who plays with us every now and then.
Get everybody there.
And we got the Woodstock horn. Somebody
is
might
Vito
show
coming?
Up. Well, we told him about it, but everybody's really busy. So
we'll
I don't put pressure on anybody. That's the secret of the Chromatics.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of the party is the magic of seeing the people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and,
that's.
And if you don't come, well, you know, besides being shamed, you will feel like you missed something amazing.
Yeah, I think, you will miss something amazing. I told Lee Falco to sit in a little if he could. And, maybe David Keys will show up, although he's just had, unfortunately, his wife just passed. But a good friend of mine who's a piano player. Mm. So, might make it into a little, since we have the bigger stage there.
Yeah.
And you got the Hammond organ, and I'll bring my keys.
Oh, yeah.
We might end up with 3 guitar players.
You never know.
And Rick, you might bring your guitar.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
Or at least bring my skull egg shaker.
As long as we don't stop it from people dancing. There's no talking about what we're going to play. You just play.
Yeah.
Fun. It's going to be a really fun time.
When it works, it works. One of my favorite moments, you guys were playing Domino a couple of years back, and John was singing the song, of course, with his time with Van. And in the middle of the song, when it breaks down, he said, "Hey, Rick," instead of "Hey, Mr. GJ, won't you play me a little of that R&B music on my radio? Hey, Rick." And he called me like 3 times. And I was like, "Hey, Johnny."
Well, he's making sure you were listening.
That's right. Great.
But, it'll be a good time, good party. And we're looking forward to it because it's the first time in a while. Last year, we were in this room with the doors open, freezing.
Yeah, it was cold. So, but that was a lot of fun.
And, I really enjoyed it.
You gave us one of the best Feliz Navidads we ever had.
Oh, right, I forgot. Yeah,
it made it to somebody's video, and it ended up on Facebook, and a lot of people enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah, well, that's what, I worked a little with Jose Feliciano. We did a few duo gigs together.
Oh, yeah?
Accordion and acoustic guitar down in Maryland. That's another example at a festival. Huh. He gave me a load of CDs, So
wow, no kidding.
Yeah, so that's a good way to learn new music and get new music from the
artists. And you get your guitar chops on.
Well, there's nobody better sitting next to Jose and listening to him play, especially when he starts singing in Yiddish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he can do everything,
So, Professor and Miss Marie, what are you looking forward to this holiday season?
Well, we have this show coming up, and we have our annual, and we have a few other private parties, which is really nice. We got hired to play a lot of private parties.
Yes.
And then we have our specialty show, the Rick Danko Birthday Celebration, that we've done. I don't know, Rick, you've been part of it over the years, 15 years since Rick passed, actually, so it makes it almost 22 years. On December 29th. At the Colony in Woodstock. We always like staying in Woodstock for the Rick celebration.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's really good. And we play songs that people don't know of Rick's, especially some of the ones I produced. And we got the horn section that everything is arranged. So there's some really good. So that's something to look forward to at the Colony.
We're going to hear us spill the wine?
Sip the wine.
Sip the wine. Got to
do sip the wine. Spill it. We could do the Eric Burden one, too.
I think you should mash them up.
Rick and I actually played with Eric Burden, and I got his CD. He was one of the greatest shows I ever saw in Milwaukee
Stadium. He said to you, "Hey, man, I'm working on some new music. You want my CD?"
Yeah. No, because he had a new band. He had a band with Ainsley Dunbar at that time.
Really?
Who was the great drummer from, California and, Frank Zappa. And we played the Milwaukee Days in a big stadium, and we made the mistake of Rick following him. And he had a huge band. It was just me and Rick as a duo. Nice. But we had a good time. But anyway, it's Sip the Wine, which Marie sang on Rick's solo record, Live on Breeze Hill.
Yeah.
I enjoyed singing with Rick always. It was unbelievable.
And we got a good horn chart to it. Marie sang great on it.
He sang like a bird, always. No matter where he was in life, what period, he always had a strong voice and sang like a bird.
No, Rick was a great guy to learn from and gave me the name Professor Louie.
Yeah, and how'd that come about?
Now, that came about because I was working so much with the band, and the band started calling me by my middle name, which people always had because they're middle names, right? You know, Robbie and Levon and all that stuff, Garth. So anyway, we'd be playing, and Rick, I think, you know, in his wisdom, realized that I needed to have a performance career because at that time I was just producing.
He was introducing you.
And he was introducing me, and he was doing it on TV and on the radio. So people, he would say, take it, Professor Louie. I'm with Professor Louie. And so finally, after Rick passed, which I really was very saddened by, when I called to play a new show, they'd say, well, who are you? And I'd say, well, Louie. He goes, well, I don't know. And I say, Professor Louie. He goes, oh, yeah, Rick Danko's guy.
Right.
So it stuck Professor Louie. And again, it's another proud moment in my life to have such a great rock and roll Hall of Fame musician give me that moniker.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he was a character.
Oh, absolutely.
Unbelievable. Traveling around the world with him. We would go to England for a weekend, you know. Or we'd go up to...
When I had a scheduled interview with Rick... And he called me up. He was with you in the car. He called me from a payphone and said to you, probably, I got to do an interview. And you found a payphone. And he called. And as I'm talking to him, he's like, yeah, you know, we're traveling. Yeah, we're going to this gig. Yeah, everything's great. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you hear, for the next 5 minutes, please deposit another 25 cents.
Well,
for
it's
the
before
next-
cell phones.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
And that's it. But yeah, he's like, you know, I'm never late. Other people make me late, but I'm not late, and I always make my commitments. So, yeah, I'm calling you from a payphone. I wasn't going to let you down.
Right.
Well, you know, Rick, the one thing about Rick Danko was that he was a total pro, and he liked everybody, and everybody liked him. So he was a good guy to learn from about not having attitude and staying what you had to do professionally, but keeping the music as straight as he can. Because the music is really the glue that keeps us all together.
That's it. Everything else is personal, but the music is universal.
It's universal. It's for everybody. And keep writing. And don't sing lyrics that are negative.
Yeah. Thank you, Louie. All right. I guess we should wrap it up unless you want to take us out with a holiday tune.
Well, we could always do a Rick song.
You don't have
to
do a Rick song would be great.
We'll do a short version, right?
Yeah.
A short version of a Rick holiday song. Come down to the manger. See the little stranger wrapped in swaddling cloth, the Prince of Peace. The wheels start turning, torches start burning. The old wise men travel from the east. How a little baby boy brings the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight. And then it came to pass, oh, he was born at last. Underneath the stars that shine so bright. And then I looked into the sky. Oh, I saw it with my very own eyes. Why such a simple plainsman such as myself? How a little baby boy turns the people so much joy. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight. Son of a carpenter, Mary carried the light. This must be Christmas, must be tonight. Must be tonight.
Happy holidays to everybody out there from Professor Louie and the Cro-Mags.
And if you want to hear the full version of that song, come on out Wednesday night beginning at 6 o'clock, the Falcon Route 9W in Marlboro, the KZE Holiday Extravaganza Hootenanny Party. We're celebrating Christmas. We're celebrating Hanukkah. We're celebrating everything. So come on out and join us. Professor Louie and the Cro-Matics will have classical guitar music from William Pearson. He's super talented. He plays a great guitar. So as you're coming in, you're dropping off toys, you may be having something delicious to eat from the Falcon, you can enjoy some live music from William Pearson. And we love him here at the station, and we know that you're going to like him too. So big thanks to Professor Louie, Miss Marie in the studio.
Thank you, Rick. Big thanks to you, Rick, for always having us on and helping us promote the shows and promote the Professor Louie's Woodstock Rock and Review and the records, and having John Platania with us. And it's great to be here, part of the station.
Right.
Well, thank you. And all the best to you and to everyone. And we'll get you back to music right now. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE.